Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Day on 2019. Hope you're having a great holiday. Be safe.
Listening once again.
Hope you're with recognizing
and silver lanes
the fact that this is a good day to tell people you love them. And I think we should do more of that. Andrew Sherman is our guest, and we love him. We love having him on the show. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 20 years. He's an attorney, and with Seyfarth and Shaw, he's the author of 3-4 dozen important books. Go to Amazon.com and type in Andrew Sherman, and you'll be inundated with awesome works that we're proud of. Andrew, we're proud of you, and you know how much I love you, buddy.
Well, the love is very mutual. As long as Devana and Judy don't get jealous, I don't mind saying it on the air.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this more, Andrew. As I see my old friends, not knowing, hell, people are dropping around us, all around us, and I just say, I love you, dude, or I love you, sis, or whatever. And I just think, what would be wrong with saying that more to people?
Nothing. As long as it's authentic and as long as people know it's heartfelt, I don't want the term overused because then it dilutes itself, but I don't think there's any harm in saying how you feel. And look, we've had a very long and very mutually respectful and wonderful friendship, and it's totally okay because it's true. That's
when I see old friends from high school. I only see every other year, so I say that to them. And you know what? It's been interesting how they respond back to me. They wouldn't have said it to me, but when I said it to them, it struck a sentimental note to them that made them say it back and not feel it. There was nothing, it's nothing weird about it. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, yeah, that's right. We've known each other for decades, and we do feel that way about each other. All the other stuff, whatever was between us once upon a time, like in high school or whatever, that's all gone. Andrew, one of the things that
I just real quick on that, I just attended my 40th high school reunion up in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, and I had that same experience of like, I was so happy that people remembered me because I don't live in Philadelphia anymore, and I left high school a little early, and I was just so glad that people remembered who I was and what I stood for. And, it does give you that warm feeling. But you also realize, hey, we've lost 15, 18 classmates already, and we're only in our late 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it happens. That's the reason why we should say these things. Andrew, I want to talk a little bit about business before you wrap up. You wrote a really great piece in CNBC.com recently about the difficulty that boomers are having as they try to exit their business. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for your great quote in that piece. So I hope everybody checks it out. If you're enjoying Andrew and Jim, you want to read that CNBC article. Just to keep it in a holiday theme, there are millions, I mean millions upon millions of small business owners in their late 50s, 60s, even 70s that are completely unprepared for the sale or transition of their business. The article talks about this tsunami that could affect our economy if we don't get more prepared. Mm-hmm. And to keep it in holiday theme, stop walking around like you're living Ponce de Leon syndrome. Get serious about how you're going to harvest the value from your business one day. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You've worked 20, 30, 40 years to build this business. How can you be in denial about having a game plan for the exit? That's really the theme of the piece.
The thing you have to remember, I always remind people on the show here, Andrew, you're going to leave your business one way or the other one day.
Yes, either standing up or laying down.
That's right.
And I get very, very concerned about the impact on the wealth of our nation, the wealth of America's small business owners.
There's never been a divestment era like there's going to be over the next 10, 15 years.
And we need to come back to this on our next show together on 2020 and maybe do the whole thing on that, the whole segments. I just, for Christmas Day, Make it a family issue. Look at your family. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at all the employees that are counting on you to make the right decisions, and your vendors and your supply chain. And, you know, you start adding up, you know, the millions and millions of people that are affected by what happens to the baby boomer ownership of our small business community.
And if nothing else, Andrew, if not about the money, how about your legacy? Think about your legacy. I mean, I don't mind encouraging people to think about their legacy. What is it? What's there going to be left when you're gone? How would you like? Wouldn't you like to have something, as you said earlier, to be remembered? Hey, Andrew, I got to wrap it up. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family. Merry Christmas, and let's do it again real soon.
Hey, let's all have a fantastic 2020. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I love you too, buddy. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here, Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite people. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, saying Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. Being sung by a
choir. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.